Speaking during an online news briefing late Tuesday, the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Population, Refugees and Migration, Julieta Force Noyes, said she recently traveled to Ethiopia and Chad and met with senior government and humanitarian officials, including Chadian Prime Minister Success Masra.
To that end, I was proud to announce in my meeting with Chad's Prime Minister Masra more than $47 million in humanitarian assistance for the emergency response in Sudan and neighboring countries, including Chad and South Sudan. That amount of money brings the total U.S. humanitarian assistance for people in Sudan and neighboring countries to more than $968 million since last fiscal year.
Noyes also met with Ethiopian government officials.
Since early 2023, Ethiopia has welcomed nearly 50,000 refugees from Sudan. At a time of great instability in the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia's support for displaced populations remains absolutely critical.
In both countries, Noyes said she held meetings to discuss refugee resettlement and humanitarian assistance across the continent, including the protection of humanitarian workers. Noyes said the United States will continue to work with international and local partners to provide life-saving support to the millions of people affected by the devastating conflict in Sudan.
We are committed to working with other members of the international community to help alleviate the suffering of over 1 million refugees forced to flee their homes due to violence. Both Ethiopia and Chad are regional leaders playing essential roles in the Sudan response and broader humanitarian efforts.
The United States is the leading humanitarian donor to the global emergency response to the Sudan crisis. Senior U.S. officials have urged the warring parties to allow unhindered humanitarian access, engage in direct talks, agree to a ceasefire, and end hostilities immediately. According to the Associated Press, the aid package is expected to help alleviate the suffering of nearly 25 million people, including refugees who have fled Sudan into Chad and South Sudan. The conflict between the Sudanese army and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has left 18 million people, more than a third of the population, facing acute food insecurity. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.